This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are still battered from Hurricane Laura, continue to hunker down ahead of Hurricane Delta as it barrels toward the state. A storm packing winds of up to 115 miles per hour, ranked as a Category 3 hurricane. Forecasters expect it to strengthen before making landfall sometime late Friday between the cities of Lake Charles and Lafayette. Storm could drive a 4 to 11-foot storm surge up a Vermilion Bay on the coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. 13 men in the state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with the plot to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and other state officials. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power in restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal agents stopped a plot to kidnap the governor. And the Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that's already reeling under U.S. sanctions. This move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks and had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. The final presidential debate is slated to go on as scheduled, AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate scheduled for October 22nd is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of massive unrest at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. It comes in the wake of claims by President Trump and his allies that the vote will be rigged and his call to supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully. Tensions across America are high following increasing political polarization and months of mass demonstrations against racial injustice that have seen violence by the left and the right. Gun sales are way up and extremist groups are emboldened after Mr. Trump told one group to stand back and stand by. Kyrgyzstan's president has said on Friday that he was ready to resign once a new cabinet was appointed to end the power vacuum in the Central Asian nation gripped by unrest since opposition supporters seized government buildings on Tuesday. After forcing the cabinet to resign and the Elections Commission to annul the results, to annul the results of a Sunday parliamentary election that triggered the protests, opposition groups have so far failed to agree on who would lead a provisional government. The former Soviet Republic's outgoing parliament has also not convened or appointed one of the at least three interim premier candidates, with some MPs saying that they feared for their safety. The nation of 6.5 million, which borders China and hosts a Russian military air base and a large Canadian-owned mining operation. Despite the state of uncertainty with no legitimate leadership, veteran officials appear to be in control of the security forces there. In Azerbaijan, and ethnic Armenians fought once again with artillery and heavy guns Thursday as the United States, France, and Russia stepped up efforts to secure a ceasefire and avert a wider war in the south. Tanks, heavy artillery, and warplanes have been deployed in a week and a half of fierce clashes. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.